This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Faye Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Faye Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Good morning, Faye. How are you?
Well, I'm wonderful. A lot of rain, a lot of sunshine. Well, yeah. You know, living in Texas is wonderful.
Well, yeah.
Because, wait long enough, we're going to get rain.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, of course. And eventually we'll get some snow, and probably in a couple of years.
Yeah, you are, Jack. Right, I mean, a couple of years. I love that. Yep.
It was a nice break, though. We had a break from the heat this week. I think yesterday was in the 70s. We had that nice rain yesterday. And so now I think we're going to start to dry out, and it'll eventually get back up to like 90, but at least not triple digits. And, you know, the great thing is when those things happen, they're only short term.
Well, that's true. And, of course, the rain was so wonderful. I believe that everybody should have, just went and looked out their windows and said, my gosh, it does rain once in a while. Because it was wonderful. I mean, I loved it.
I love taking a nap in the rain. It just seems like I sleep better when it rains. And so I just enjoy it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Usually I don't even wake up if it's raining at night. I don't even wake up. I don't even know it's raining out.
Exactly. I think I do the same thing.
Because if you really sound asleep, unless it's a storm, you usually don't notice all that.
Exactly.
But anyway, it was a wonderful week. It's a wonderful day. And people should be out doing something.
They should. It's the beauty of Saturday.
That's right. And, of course, there's so many things. Every weekend in Texas, a person could literally go to a different event every weekend all summer.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
There is. And I just don't always have time to tell you about every event that you need to be going to.
And it's, it may be, a couple hours away, but it's nothing to drive, 4 or 5 hours to get to an event. That's just kind of what we do.
Texas is a big state, and you have to always be prepared for that drive, which is nothing.
Yeah.
What's 5 hours?
Exactly. If you're in the car with somebody else, it's some nice bonding experience, have some nice conversation.
You realize I love bonding experience. Oh, my gosh.
I'm looking for the positive side because you could end up in a big fight by the time you get to where you're going. But if it goes well.
I've known people that have done that. They go and they get in the car together, and they can't make it all the way without one of them saying something they shouldn't have said.
I know it.
Never bring up something that you're going to be in a battle with your wife about,
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then you're in the car the whole time. It's not like you can just go to another room or go for a walk. It's like you are stuck in that small, confined space.
You are. Oh, my gosh. And I'll tell you another thing to help. Take another couple with you.
Ah.
And then you won't make that mistake of saying the wrong thing.
Yes, because you'll have to be on your best behavior because there's company involved.
That's right. There's company, and you wouldn't dare say the wrong thing.
No.
So I think that's always a good idea.
You should write a book, Faye's Traveling Tips.
That's right. I have got a lot of them, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Do's and don'ts, things you do not want to do. Oh, my gosh. Several years ago, I had this friend. He was a real estate appraiser. His wife was a nurse. And he told me one time, he said, my wife doesn't clean up, won't do anything. I just don't know what to do. I'm so frustrated. He came back 2 or 3 weeks later and was laughing.
Yeah.
I said, what happened? He said, I decided to do a trial run. He said, I got some dirty socks, put them in the hallway. He said, she left them there for 6 weeks.
Oh.
Just walked over them.
Oh.
Didn't bother. And needless to say, about 2 years later, they did get a divorce.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's just They were too different. I mean, now, most people would have said, "Darling, are your eyes so bad you can't see those dirty socks?" You know, I mean, somebody would have said something. And got it started and ended. But no. He just left them there very quietly to see what she's going to do.
He didn't do anything.
Nope. Socks didn't mean anything to her. And I've always wondered if it's because she worked nights, and I think she would just come and fall into bed, and she didn't see anything.
Yeah.
Didn't care. You know, she's tired. She went to bed, and I think she just ignored the world.
Well, and that's possible.
Just flat ignored it.
Yeah, it takes a big person to ignore dirty socks for that long.
It would take a very big person, one that's engrossed in herself completely. oh my gosh, I can't even imagine someone putting dirty socks in the hallway and leaving them.
Oh no. Not for
we'd
that
all
long.
Been yelling. Yeah, we'd all been saying, you know, let me pick them up. Let me do that. You know what I mean? Get it out of the hallway.
Exactly. That's almost trying to start a fight right there. That's dangerous.
I think it was starting a fight, and it went on and on for a couple of years. Then it was over.
Longest fight ever.
Oh, it was a long fight. Oh, my gosh. But I could write about so many things that have happened in my lifetime that, you know, you just wouldn't believe all the things that's happened.
I bet
I've
you
had
have
a lot
some...
of experiences.
Wow, you must have some great stories to tell.
I do. I think the best ones of all was the nannies that we had when my children were growing up.
Really?
My kids have never forgot. They're still laughing. It's still a funny, funny stories. And they've always said, "Mom, why don't you write a book on nannies?" Because they did such ridiculous things, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it was just one of those things. We couldn't get past it.
I'm sure it'd be a great book.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it would tell people things to look for, you know? I mean, just hilarious things that happened in our house.
So it's almost like entertainment as well as a warning.
Yes, the entertainment, you'll never forget it. I mean, it's just too darn funny. Things that, you know, how to choose a nanny. Oh, my gosh. Faye's 100 rules on not to do, you know.
You got an awful lot of rules. Wow.
Well, I learned them after all my years of experience.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know?
Wow, my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, oh, yeah. And the things that can happen to you are just, it's overwhelmingly funny. Nobody would believe it, I guarantee.
Probably wasn't funny at the time, though, but now looking back, I'm sure it is.
Oh, yeah. Now that we're past that, it's very, very funny. My children laugh about it. I laugh about it. I guess it was pretty darn serious at the time, but we got past it, and then we saw how hilarious it really was. You know?
Oh, that's great. You really should write that book.
Yeah, and things that have happened to me over the years are just, you know, it's not all been serious, I'll put it that way.
Well, good. You can't go through life too serious. You have to have some fun.
Yes, and if it wasn't for the funny things that happened to you, life would be near as enjoyable, I can tell you that.
That's the truth right there. Amen, sister.
That's right. And things happen in our family. I don't think they happen anywhere else. Surely they don't.
I'm sure you're probably right. I have a feeling you've probably got some unique things that are only bound to happen in the Bagby household.
I think that's probably true. I mean, you know, it's just pretty hilarious. Well, we better get off the Bagby household, and we better get busy.
Yeah, you're going to reveal information about yourself here pretty soon if we keep going. So let's get back to
that
phone
number. I'm going to tell something. It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 And that is right next to Ivy Cottage.
Now, one thing
that is on Big Spring.
You do have to take seriously is planning for retirement. And the thing that I think gets overwhelming to some people is that they think, oh my gosh, I've got to do all these things. I've got to start, you know, saving all this money. I've got to start, you know, investing. I've got to start doing all. It's this massive activity that goes on for 20 and 30 years, and that's not the truth at all. What you have to do is you have to get it started. And once you get it started, that initial thing, it's almost like it rides itself out. It's like set it and forget it. It will take care of itself. It's not like 20 years day in, day out of doing something and you got to allocate, you know, an hour. It's not like going to the gym. You're not physically doing anything. You have to start it and then you'll take care of the rest.
It is not painful like going to the gym.
Yeah.
It is a good experience. It works. We've been doing it a long time. People can go to our website and look up what the people have made. Don't take my word for it. Go and look. It's got everybody's initials by it. It tells them what we've been making, what we've made the last 2 years. And we also had two policies mature this week. They weren't great big policies, but they were a year early.
Really?
Over a year early. I'm just so thankful that we're calling the shots right, you know?
Wow.
Both these policies, when we called the people, they said, well, we feel sorry for the people that passed away, but we sure are glad. I mean, you know, some of these people, they were brand new. They hadn't been with us hardly any time. This is their first policy.
Oh, wow.
And it's already came due. So that helped a lot. It made a big difference. And you know, I was really thankful for it. And it's just like I said, lately, the doctors are going way long on what they think a policy will do when it'll come in. And luckily, I've called it and said, I don't think so. I'm going to buy that policy. I don't care if it's 30 months. I don't believe it's a 30-month policy. And I've been absolutely right on a lot of these little policies. And I'm thankful that they came due. We're getting the people paid, and it's a wonderful thing.
And that's a great way to start the program, too, is you know, to have a policy come in early, although they also understand that that's, you know, I mean, it's really an average of the long term. You do this over several years, and a majority of your policies will come in early. Some will come in late. Some will come in on time. But, boy, I tell you, that's got to really be super optimistic because you can take your profits and start investing in other policies just that much quicker and grow your money faster.
You absolutely can, because if you can roll your money over more than one time in 24 months, I think that's a superior quality there, that you can roll it over and maybe do two instead of that one. So you're going to have more money coming in. You'll have more interest coming in. And, you know, people that wait till 65 to start, it's pretty late, unless you're coming to us with $500,000 or $1 million. If you're coming with a large sum of money, we can still make it work. It's going to work. But if you're coming with $100, it's going to be a tough sledding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're coming with $100 and you're 65, it's a lot different. Now, if you're coming at 50, we've got time. But people just procrastinate until sometimes it makes it really tight to get them enough interest, you know, to live on that interest without getting into the principal. So I encourage people, you know, if you're 30 years old or 65 and you want to make a change, well, come and see us, find out the facts, get it, see if you like it. If you do, then, you know, we would love to, you know, to help them with their retirement. But you just can't sit around and procrastinate and talk about it.
See,
if you really want to do it.
It surprises me because once we get to like 60, 65, that's the age where people are retiring. I mean, that's like the time. And to kind of start with the program at that point, it almost seems like it might be a little bit. Yeah, has anybody ever come to you around, you know, 62, 3, 4 and through there, said, hey, I want to get started? Or has there really been any age that somebody's come in and it's been too late and you said, we don't have enough to work with? There's not enough time. There's just, this isn't going to work.
Yeah, there is sometimes. But now if they come, as I said, with a good amount of money, they can make it work, sure, because they've got enough to start with. They're not coming with a small amount. They're coming with $4 to $1 million or $2 million. Well, it'll work every time that way, because you're coming with enough money to make up for 5 years that you didn't do anything. Okay,
so the later somebody waits, the more they'll want to bring to the table. If they start earlier, they can start out with a little bit less.
That's right. Yeah, you can start out with a quarter of a million or 100,000. If you're 50 years old, it'll work. You know, but if you're older, you need to come with some serious money in order to make it work. And right now, people have got more money than they've had in a long time because the industry out here, everything is working. It's working good. You know, a gentleman told me yesterday he's cut back a little bit because he didn't want to pay any more taxes. I go, that's crazy. You need an IRA or you need, you know, something, you know, to put your money in where that you can get the income that you're going to need.
Yeah.
And people should have an IRA or they should have a 401k, you know, if they work for the other fella. If they don't, they should have started an IRA, you know, years ago.
And if they've got
and if
one.
All they have is, yeah, if they don't have CDs at the bank, well, we can work with it. You know, you just have to pay the taxes when they come due instead of deferring taxes till you're 70 and a half.
So you want to, if somebody's so, like, if they've got an I or a 401k now and they want to come see you, oftentimes, and I know it depends on each employer and you, what the rules are, but if it's possible, roll that thing over to avoid taxes, right?
That's exactly right. If you've got a 401k, we can roll it to an IRA, and it does the same thing as it does when it's in a 401k.
Okay.
Because it's just individual then rather than corporate sponsored.
So I think the bottom line is that there's a number of different options. There's a number of ways to execute a number of different options. It just kind of depends on each person's individual state. You know, where are they starting from? Where do they need to be? And what resources do they have to work with? But if somebody's sitting around thinking, my gosh, I've waited. I'm 55 years old and I haven't done anything yet. It's not too late. You're not out of the ball game. But you do need to get going.
That's right. You need to get started. And when people procrastinate, it may be 6 months or a year before they even come in, you know? And they've lost all that time. They've just wasted it, you know? So I encourage them, when they first think about it, come in and talk to me, see if it's the right thing. If it isn't, that's okay. But if it is the right thing for you and your family, well, let's get started. Let's get something done instead of putting it off and putting it off. And that's what people do.
What if somebody is maybe, say, in their 40s-ish, give or take, and maybe they want to do something with you know, some other members of their family? Is it the type of investment where people can come in with a number of people in their own family and get started, or is that not practical?
No, it is practical. I've got a lot of people that have come in, they've put their children in policies, they put them in a corporation with them. They've done all kinds of things with their children to get them started. In other words, maybe the kids, they're in college, and they each one had maybe $50,000 that the family had put in a savings for them. So we took the savings and put it in policies with the mother or the father or both of them. And that way, it gives them a head start on getting retirement money early. And then the parents are running the show, and they dictate how they can use it for the next 5 or 6 years.
So everybody's building their wealth, and it also teaches younger people, I guess, kind of how to be responsible and not, you know, just because you have some extra money, don't go out and blow it on, you know, crazy things. Do something smart with it. Invest it, grow it, and before you know it, you'll have, you know, a whole ton of money, not only to retire with, but also to I guess, live a different lifestyle. It serves all these
That's
different
right.
purposes.
And don't go out and start spending on sports cars, is what we're saying.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you do that, and you've just wasted it. That's not going to make you any money. And it's just something to look at, something pretty, you know.
Yeah.
And maybe you could do without that and have a regular car.
Yeah. Because really, I think a lot of people think, well, geez, because a lot of times we live in a right here, right now, instant, disposable type of society. So people think, my gosh, I want something right now, and they expect it instant. You know, whether it's, you know, ordering something on the internet or, you know, whatever the case may be. We're in a right here, right now type of society. Now, so I think it's a different mindset for people to think, well, gosh, you know, I have this money here. I'd really like to go, like you say, go out and buy a sports car or, you know, take a whirlwind trip around the world or, you know, whatever the case may be. I want to blow it on lavish things because I can enjoy it now. As opposed to, well, you know, if I put it away and be responsible and enjoy it in 30 years, it's not quite as fun.
Well, and but you'll find it more fun after you see how much money you've accumulated.
Yeah.
And that you're, you know, suddenly a grown-up, you know, and doing grown-up things. I have one client that their son went to law school. Okay, got through law school, moves downtown Dallas, and it's just not working. He hates it. You know, I mean, all he's doing is shuffling paper every day.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, he's less than 30. And he says, you know, I got a law degree. Why did I do it?
Yeah.
You know, he thought it was going to be a great thing, but then he didn't like it. So now he's going to change.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, you've got to be doing something that you can make a living at that you're going to enjoy for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Hopefully. And if it's the wrong thing, you need to change early before you really get involved in it and find out you're not going to make any money because you're not doing it right.
Yeah, you want to think those things through. Is there an opportunity to make the money that I want to make, or am I just kind of say, hey, that looks like fun without thinking the whole process through? So if you're in that position, you want to go, and even if you're in your 20s or even if you're in your 30s, you want to go ahead and start the building of your wealth. You want to start investing, because we talk all the time about, yes, it is important to get these things done for retirement, but you can also take, and I may be speaking out of turn here, is it possible to take a little bit of that and just kind of increase your day-to-day right now lifestyle as well? There's enough of the pie to work with to serve both purposes.
Sure, if you don't get too exuberant. You know, if you get too exuberant, then you're right back where you started, you know, without money or without funds. But if you did it the right way and say, you know, you just took a small piece and said, you know, I'm going to get a bigger apartment, or I'm going to get, you know, thanks for my apartment, or I'm going to take a two-week trip. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't see anything wrong with that. But not if you're going to spend a year in Europe
and just
kind of hang around. That's not a good idea.
You don't need to make a bunch of money just to go ahead and spend a bunch of money, because you don't end up ahead at all.
No, you won't. And we're talking about people. Our clients are smart. They have accumulated this money, and they did it because every week they had money taken out of their paychecks.
Mm-hmm.
They invested in the company's 401k, or they had an IRA and they've been adding to it all these years.
Yeah.
Or they did some annuities. The annuities are old now. They're not paying real well. You know, you can cash those in. We can put those in. Maybe you've got cattle, or you've got rent houses. Now, a lot of people love rent houses. When they come to me, they say, well, one of the investments I've got is rent houses. Well, I think it's great if you love rent houses. But let me tell you something. The time you figure out how many hours you've spent with those renters keeping that house up, it's not always a fun thing, okay?
Well, yeah, because when
now,
people
some
rent,
people, it doesn't matter.
They don't always take care.
That's right. So you have to keep it up for them. You've got to replace the air conditioner, the disposal, the front porch. I mean, it goes on year after year.
Yeah.
And so to me, that I would a lot rather have something other than rent houses. But a lot of people made a lot of money with their rent houses. I would rather have commercial rentals. Commercial rentals are very successful. The people are good people. They pay their rent, and it works out, you know, and you don't have trouble getting your money. With a rent house, lots of times they get farther and farther behind if you let them.
Mm-hmm.
I had a customer the other day said they had one renter a year behind. And I said, it's your fault. It's bad management. You know, you should have been out there at the end of the first 30 days saying, what are we going to do about this? You know, you've got to be a better manager than that.
A year behind?
They were a year behind, and they'd missed it. They had 8 or 10 rent houses.
Oh,
they just flat missed it. Yeah. So you've got to be a better manager than that. You've got to know how many you have, if all the rent checks are in for the month, and proceed from there.
So if somebody's thinking about getting into rental, there's a lot to consider, and it could go very south very quickly if you let it you got the regular maintenance, and then you got, you know, if somebody doesn't take care of something and you have to replace walls and floors and sinks and appliances, you know, it could get very expensive very quickly. So go in. It may work for some people. It may not work for others, but know what to expect. Realize, you know, how, you know, the different expenses that could be involved and how you could end up with a money pit on your hands. So it works for some people. It doesn't for others. So the point is, though, however you're making money, and I know there's a lot of oil money right now, and I know things are, you know, really, really booming, and people have a lot of extra money that they didn't have before. So this might be a good opportunity, even if you maybe work with somebody. If somebody's, say, in their 40s or 50s, and they work with some people who are in their 20s or 30s, it might be a good time to say, hey, glad you had some fun for, you know, a little while. But maybe take a little bit of this money, start investing it now. And how long does it take, usually, would you say, to take, I don't know, take a chunk of money and double it? How long would that say, just randomly speaking?
I think it's going to take 7 or 8 years. You know, I don't know. It depends how much we start with and how much we have invested and how many policies come due. Now, if 60% of your policies come due, and we have a lot of money in them, it's not going to take as long. But if we have some, of course, we're going to have some that go over, so we have to figure that in. But in 8 years, we will have a lot of income coming in. That's the big thing right there. We're doing this to give them income, to have income coming in, the interest income that they can live on, you know. And after a few years, they can live on their interest that's coming in. We have a lot of people that are now living on the interest and are not getting into their principal so far. We've managed to do that.
Yeah.
And as I always tell people, just because you could take $100,000 a year out, you don't have to every year. The years you need it, take that $100,000 or $200,000. But then if you don't need it those years, you know, maybe take $70,000 or $80,000 and leave that interest in there to accumulate, and we will, you know, put that interest to work. And most of our people have us working all their interest as well as their principal because they don't need it yet. But then the ones that need it, you know, we have to keep cash in their accounts at all times in case they want to draw it out, you know.
So people can have access to money on a day-to-day basis if they need it, and then there's other money that's set aside, and that's what gets reinvested, and that's what's growing. So there's always money at people's disposal, and there's also growing money that's going on as well. So you're really, it's a well-diversified plan. When it comes to, like, setting up people's, and I don't know how to phrase it, accounts, or you know, how much is designated for this and that, that's an individual, done on an individual basis, right? That's not just a blanket formula that you plug in.
No, we don't know. Everybody's different. Everybody, it's like some people are tall, some people are not tall. It's the same thing. You have to figure, what does this particular person going to need? You know, how much money will they need to live on? You don't want to live on any less money than you're living on now.
Right.
That wouldn't make any sense. So if you've got over $100,000 income now, you're going to still want that money. Unless you say, no, I've changed my mind. I only want $100,000 a year, when they have been taking $125,000. Mm-hmm. And they say, our expenses are going to be a little bit less, so we'll take just a little bit less. But then I've got people say, no, we have bought a lake house, we've bought a boat, and we're going to need that money every month. So you have to do that. Then I've got a lot of people that as they retire, they're remodeling a house. I've got a lot of people remodeling houses right now, and, you know, lake houses mostly. So these are people that are going to move to Granbury or going to move to Palestine or, you know, somewhere where there is a lake and there is a golf course. Everybody wants the golf course and the like. And, you know, some of them do other things. They may want to build a barn. You know, a lot of people are buying little farms or little ranches just to keep them busy. So they may be going to build a barn down there. You never know.
Yeah. One thing to keep in mind, though, is that no matter which, you know, which route you take or how you set this up, they need to know that an investment in a life insurance policy is not liquid. So once it's in the policy, you don't have access to it. It's not like you can come back in a couple months and say, oh my gosh, I have to replace the roof on my house. I need some of that money back. You can't get it. That's one of the risks.
That is a risk, because you should have emergency money. If you didn't, you've storied to us. We require you have emergency money at all times, that you have other investments where that you could call on them during that first year. So if somebody comes and says, well, I need that money back, I guarantee they didn't tell the truth to start with, because all of our people, if they're accredited, they have the money. They can fix a roof. They can fix a barn. They could remodel their house if they needed to, because they have that extra cushion, and that's what they're all supposed to have, is a cushion for investing.
So when you say somebody needs to be accredited, what are those guidelines?
Okay, you must make either $200,000 a year, or you need to be worth $1 million without your home. Now, your 401k counts, your IRA counts, your CD at the bank counts, your farm, your ranch, all your other assets all count. So you earn them all up, add them up, and see if you're coming that way, or if you make $200,000. I've got a lot of people that are making way over $200,000 right now. They have plenty of money, and they can come in at any time, and they will qualify.
Okay. And so for somebody who's not accredited, and they think right now, they think, oh my gosh, I'm kicked out, I don't qualify, there's other options. It's not like you have to just give up on retirement altogether. There's other things you can do, just not this program, but there are options.
There is lots of options. Annuities is a good options. Like Hartford Life, they've been around 200 years. Okay. So a lot of these companies that we do annuities with have been here forever, 40 years, 50, 100, and they're all AA rated. If they're not A and AA rated, we won't touch them. If they're B rated or C rated, we do not buy annuities from companies like that. They might not pay their claims. Hardly ever do you see a company rated B. Once in a while, we've turned some down that they had been downgraded, but even then, the parent company was still A-rated. So we check all that every time we do a policy. What is your rating? And if they're rated high enough, we'll do business. If they're not, we pass on the policy.
And the reason is really not only does it help the individual, but it gives people a peace of mind knowing that, hey, these are not just, it's not like some guy selling some insurance out of his garage or anything like that. These are well established companies.
Oh, my gosh. No, these are huge companies. These are not some little dirt water company, back in the hills somewhere. These are huge companies. They have huge assets. They have enough cash to pay every one of their claims if they came due all at the same time.
So,
and they are restricted. Now, banks are not restricted like this. They have to put up reserves for every policy they sell. In other words, they have to put up enough that they could cover that claim at any time, day or night.
Mm-hmm. So that kind of brings us to risk number two. Obviously, risk number one is that it's not liquid. You can't get your money back. But the other one is that, risk number two is that there could be one of these companies that goes under. Could be.
Yes, we've never had it happen in Texas. Probably wouldn't ever happen. And the only thing we've ever had is a company, if they were doing poorly, they've sold. And that might take an extra 30 or 60 days to get your money. But we haven't ever had it happen in Texas. And that's why we only use A and AA rated companies, where it won't happen, ever. And the other thing that you didn't mention this morning was the policy can go over.
Uh-huh.
That is the other risk. If a policy goes over, it might take you 2 years to get your money when you thought you were going to get it in 18 months. Or you thought it was going to get it in 12 months. But it doesn't happen very often, but it does happen. Last month we had two come in that were over. They were a year over. And, they came due. They got their money just like they would have if it come due that first 18 months or a year. And these, like these that came due this week, they were over a year early. So it all rations out in the end. You may have some that come in early, some late, and some on time.
And the reason this is a risk is because if it does go over, you've got to pay the premium.
That's exactly right. And usually the premium is not high. We've still got a few old ones that the premium is high. And by the way, on these two policies, the premium would have been high, and we put several people in where it wouldn't, and yet they came early. Mm. So the risk was not even there. We thought it might be, so we put several people in it instead of like one person. And because we said, that policy is a little bit high, and we didn't want anyone to have that risk. So I think we only let them put in that one maybe 30 or 40,000 is all we would allow.
Oh, wow.
Because we did not want that to happen. We didn't want them to have the risk. And we were looking out for their account, and of course it came in early, so it didn't matter, and it was okay.
And so just to make sure we have this all in the right perspective, when we say that you may have to pay a premium if the policy goes over, we're not talking about, oh my gosh, I got to pay a premium and I've lost all my profit and I'm wiped out. That's not the case at all. It's a very small percentage, usually, of the profit. So you're still going to make a ton of money.
You're still going to make what you were to start with. Yeah. It may be late, may not be on time, but you know, it won't make any difference.
Yeah.
So I mean, it could be either way.
You've had premiums that range from anywhere from like $40 to like a couple hundred, maybe?
Well, now they're not very high. They might be $500. They might be $40. Those old ones are still high. You know, we got rid of that other old one about a month ago, and that helped a lot. But we've still got three of those suckers.
Yeah.
And they are high, and we know that. We were lured into that, you know, and we learned a hard lesson. Yeah, we need to always check what the premium is, especially if they say they're 90 years old. Don't do it. Run the other way.
We see commercials, and I've seen a lot of them lately on TV, where you know these people come on, and they're obviously either retired or close to retired, and they're talking about how they sold their policy and they lived the life of their dreams and they took all these world tours and vacations. Those are not the policies you're buying.
No, we're buying policies, you know, 40, 50, 65, 70 years old. We're not going to buy a 90, knowingly. We're not going to buy a 94. We're not going to buy an 85, as long as we know about it, I can assure you.
Excellent.
And it's always on the front of the page, by the way.
Yeah. So all the information
front of the
is
page.
There.
I looked at one this week. The guy was in his 80s. And I got down to the, I'm thinking, I'm not going to do this, but I'm going to read it. And I'm reading along. I said, oh, yeah, he was doing his exercise at home. I go, there you go, right there in the middle of your face. The old boy is at home enjoying life.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're trying to sell me that sucker.
In fact, that guy's probably going to outlive me and you combined.
That's what I figured, yeah. I bet he plays golf every day.
Probably, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And they're trying to sell it. That's hilarious.
That's not for you. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number is...
It's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage. And I know they're getting ready for Halloween.
Ah, blah.
That's right.
And
all the ghosts.
And it means that once we get to Halloween, that means that Christmas is right around the corner. So I'll expect Christmas trees and decorations and all that to be out pretty soon.
I know. You can't wait. You're
can't
the only
wait.
Person I know that is ready right now.
Well, I'll tell you.
It's ready.
The Hallmark Channel starts their Christmas movies on October 26th, which is before Halloween.
Oh, my gosh.
Trust me, the countdown is
on. I'm still into Westerns. I'm still into Murder, She Wrote.
Now, every Saturday morning around this time, you always bring trivia to the table, whether it's a place to go or something to do or interesting facts. What is the topic this morning?
It is a wonderful topic. I don't know how much you know about hot air balloons.
I know they go up in the air and they defy logic. That much I know.
They do. Well, they're beautiful and you know it.
Yeah.
And hot air balloons, the Festival of the Century is in Plano, Texas. It is September 21 through the 23rd.
Oh, wow.
It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's a big deal in Texas. Big, big deal.
That's like in 2 weeks.
That's right. That's why I'm telling you today. You have to get tickets for the event.
Cool.
And let me tell you something. It starts on Friday at 4 o'clock. The festival will open. They have bus service. They have everything. Then at 4:15, Downtown Fever will be in concert on the main stage. Then it goes on. At 5:30, Remax will have their parachute team and their exhibition at 5:30. Parachuting at Remax team. It's great. Then at 6 o'clock, the balloon activities will start, and that's going to be presented by Remax. They're sponsoring that. And every year I've always seen the Remax balloon. It's a gorgeous balloon. Then at 7 o'clock, Downtown Fever will come on stage again. But at 8 o'clock, the balloon glow will happen. That is going to be fabulous. Oh, yeah. At 8:45, Downtown Fever comes back on stage. They're so good. Then at 10 o'clock, it closes just for the night. The next morning, you can get in at 6 a.m.
Really?
Okay. Oh, my gosh. It's a big day. So at 7 a.m., the Balloon Festival's activity will be presented by the City of Plano. 7:30 a.m., the 5K run and walk starts at 7:30. You have to be in this early. And 8 a.m., the balloon fly-in competition starts. Then at 9, the 1K run and walk starts. 9:30, the 5K awards ceremony will start. At 4 o'clock, the Good Christian Band comes on. It'll be on the main stage, and that's presented by T-Mobile. Then at 5:30, Remax will have their parachute team out again. At 6, the balloon activities will be presented again. It'll be fabulous. Now, they also have all kinds of rides on their balloons, but they are tethered. They no longer let them go up like they used to.
Yeah.
Used to, you could ride around city, county, and, you know, they've had a couple of accidents in Houston, and the insurance was too high. Nobody could afford it.
It's still pretty, though.
It is fabulous. It's one of the things you should go see. Everybody should bring their children, if they have children or their grandchildren. It's going to be a big, big weekend in Plano. And this has been going on for 39 years.
Have you ever been up in a balloon, whether it's tethered or not?
I have not.
I haven't either. It makes me curious.
I could not tell a lie.
I have a feeling it probably once you get up so high, I would imagine probably it is so quiet, except for the flame that they, you know, shoot up every once in a while. I would imagine it's probably so quiet up there. It's almost deafening, I would guess.
Well, and some places will actually fly you. And I have friends that have went. It was spectacular. It was a very still day. And you want a still day when you're up there flying.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to get off course. And they had a great time, and they did love it. Now then, the big spectacular, they will have a fireworks show that is out of this world. And that's going to be at 9 o'clock on Saturday night. And then the band comes on, and everything closes out. But if you don't want to do but a day and a half, there's so many things to do with it. They're going to have all kinds of food courts. They're going to have homemade things. It's a fabulous, fabulous time. And you can go and see where Dallas was filmed. You can see that while you're there. You know, it's right there outside of Plano. There is just so many things going on in Plano, Texas for this weekend.
Oh, are you talking about the actual ranch from Dallas?
Yes, yes.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yes. It's open to the public.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that.
Well, yes. We've all been there. Anybody that lives over here has been there. And, of course, then Sunday, everything starts early and it ends. It closes out at 7 o'clock. But this is 3 days of, you know, it's just a fabulous time for everybody's family, for couples, anybody, grandparents. It doesn't matter what age you are. You're going to love all this stuff in Plano, Texas. It is the balloon capital of Texas, needless to say, after 39 years. But as I said, you can go out and see where Dallas was filmed. It is a real ranch, and it's a fabulous place. And it's just a few miles. It's about 5 miles from the festival. Okay, it's not far at all.
Cool.
And there's just there's every kind of restaurant in the world in Plano, and they're touting all of them, and they're all wonderful places to visit and to eat. And they've just got so many wonderful places to eat over there. And so you can't go wrong. Whatever you do, you're not going to go wrong out there. You're going to love the whole experience.
And this Balloon
Fest.
So
after 39 years, I recommend it highly.
Yeah, I mean, if they're going almost 40 years, that means they're doing quite well. I'm sure they probably expanded a whole lot since the first one, too.
Oh, yeah. And over here in Highland Village, where I've been all those years, they started out, I don't know, maybe it was 20 or 25 years, and the balloons, as they lifted off, always came over my house. Really low. I mean, you could see everybody really low.
Wow.
And I enjoyed that so much every year because it just came right, just very soft, right over the house.
Yeah.
And it was fabulous. And that's back when they didn't have houses out there. They had all that land that the balloons could lift off. But as long as I can remember, RE/MAX has been a part of it. And they just have beautiful balloons. And, they cost an awful lot of money, but apparently, years ago, them and some of the others said, that's what we want to do. We want to participate in this, and we'll buy a balloon and use it every year. And they've just done that, and it's just been fabulous what they've all accomplished. And as I said, I, for one, love the Balloon Festival. I love the food. I love visiting everywhere,
I would imagine probably that is a really, I guess, relaxing. I feel like it would be relaxing, but see, I have this thing about heights. I'm talking about going up in a balloon. I have this thing about heights, and so I don't know. I think I would be so nervous, I don't know that I could relax. But I'm sure if I could get past the nerves, it would probably be one of the most relaxing things to do, especially if you're on a nice, calm day.
Oh, yeah, and you don't even have to go up. Just watch it from the ground.
Yeah.
There's only going to be 100,000 people there.
Oh, my goodness. Only 100,000.
100,000, and it launches 5 times every day.
Wow.
And as I said, you've got the skydivers, you've got the fireworks. It is so fabulous. I just can't tell you how much I enjoy it. And there's going to be clubs, there'll be bars, there's going to be rides, and the restaurants out there are fabulous.
And some of those balloons are decorated so nicely. It's not like there's just a blue one and a red one. I mean, some of the designs on these balloons are amazing.
They are, and I think they're the prettiest in the world. I really do.
Yeah.
And I've just enjoyed them so much. The colors, like you said, are so fabulous. And to watch them lift off and go around, I love that part.
Yeah, especially when they do the glow thing.
Oh, yeah, the glow is so fabulous.
Yeah, and then this is, the weekend of the 21st, you said, right?
Yes, the 21st to the 23rd starts Friday at 4 o'clock. So somebody can leave wherever you are in Texas that morning. You've got plenty of time. You need to make reservations if you're spending the night. And, oh, my gosh, what a wonderful weekend.
Sounds like huge fun.
It is. It's a huge deal, huge fun. It's for the whole family.
Nice. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage. And as I said, I know they've got the Halloween stuff out, and they have fabulous things. I recommend them highly. I don't know why. Why do they never offer to pay me, reckon?
I don't know. I have a feeling you just opened that door. So
I know, but you know what they told me the other day? I went in there, got those soap dishes I love so much.
Yeah.
And they said, we listen to you every Saturday.
Neat.
And I thought, well, they should. Since I do tout them a lot. But, those ladies are nice, and they deserve it. And, they've been there quite a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And, they started out kind of small, but it is fabulous inside and has an awful lot of gifts. And I just think it's a wonderful place to spend your money.
Yeah, it sounds like some really unique finds in there as well.
They do. They have a lot of little crystal pieces I think are just a darling to decorate with. I really do. And there's just so many things that I would buy, but, you know, you can only buy so much. Your house is going to get too full.
You'll need to build an addition.
That's right. But, you know, I do have all the proper things from them.
Well,
I have all the decorations for Christmas, for Easter, for Thanksgiving. That's another thing. They have some beautiful, beautiful floral arrangements for Thanksgiving this year. Beautiful ones.
Beautiful, I bet. I may have to run over there.
You may have to look because your wife would probably enjoy one of those floral arrangements.
I'm sure
they
she'll.
They are fabulous.
I'll be broke by the time she's done in there, I'm sure.
That's right. I mean, does she know about the place?
Well, she's heard me kind of talk about it and reference it. So one of these days, she's going to make me go over there, and I'll just give her the credit card and just go have at it.
That's right. Just go away and don't even say anything, and she'll appreciate it.
So now, before we got into trivia, we're talking about these policies that we see on TV that these elderly people are selling so that they can go and live their life. And we hinted that those are not the policies you're buying. You're buying policies for people to invest in that the policyholder has been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And so that's how you know that this is a good investment, because once somebody is diagnosed with that severe of a stage of cancer, a lot of times they need to go ahead and treat that. And so to treat that, it can be very expensive. The fastest way for people to get a quick lump sum of money in a hurry is to sell their policy. And then once you've got it, that's when it becomes an investment. And it really is, I guess, a safe investment. We talked about the low risks. But also at that point, you basically set it and forget it and wait for it to mature.
That's all you have to do. Going about your life, going about your business, and we send out an email every time a policy matures. So our people know as soon as it happens. We don't wait a week to tell them. We tell them that day. When we find out, we always let them know right away. And they love that. And then it takes about 6 to 8 weeks to get paid, and then the money goes right into their account. Remember, the bank takes care of all that, and I should stress that every week. We never touch your money. We don't let the checks be made out to us. We're not going to touch it. We're not going to be responsible for it. We have the bank put the money in your account, and then the bank pays the premiums when they come due. And then when the people pass away, the bank gets a certified death certificate, and they send it in. The insurance company makes one check payable to the bank. Then the bank puts it in everybody's account, and we've given them a spreadsheet that tells them how much goes in every account.
So it's a nice, neat, and tidy process.
It's very neat and tidy the way we do it. We learned how to do this several years ago. I never touch the client's money. That's my theory. And when you adhere to that, it works, and it works the right way.
So when somebody comes to invest for the first time and they say, well, how do we know that this is a good policy? How do we know that, you know, it's actually going to come in say, 24 months or whatever each one is? They have a very well-informed document that shows them exactly why this is a good policy. It tells them everything about the policyholder.
That's exactly right. And, of course, you know, the doctors that do all this research and give us the report, you know, they know everything about the person. They know how many treatments they've had. They know what stage it is. That's how they give us the information. And they give us what they believe is the timeline of this person's demise. They believe they have that down. And that's what we do. We work with doctors on this every day.
And I think one of the things, because you kind of hinted at this a little bit at the beginning, but one of the things that we should also note is that a lot of times these estimates for life expectancy of the policyholder, they're a little bit conservative. So, you know, sometimes when they say 30 months, it may actually be 24. Not always, but a lot of times that seems to be the case, right?
We've had an awful lot of them in the last 2 years. That they had it like 24 to 30, and it was really 12. Yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
They have been wrong on a few of them, and they came in early. And, of course, I study every one of them, you know. And we're not perfect either, but we're doing a pretty good job, really.
Well, in the end, we never really know for sure, but science and medicine, you know, they've got the experience, they have the know-how, they have the knowledge. You've looked at enough of these reports, you've examined them for years, so you know what you're looking at here. So you can make a very well-educated guess, which all in itself is more than people get in than if they were to do like a traditional stock market type of investment. This is very well-informed.
It is, and you know, when I'm reading the doctor report, I look to see also what kind of pain medication are they on. You know, if they're on the heavy stuff, they're in so much pain, they're not going to make it. But if it shows that they're out gardening, going to festivals, I go, uh-oh, we have a problem. These people are not sick.
Yeah.
But our people are. They, you know, they've been in and out of the emergency room. They've been in and out of the hospital. Some of them have hospice already. And if they have hospice, you know it's a very short time.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously our goal, or we all hope, you know, as human beings, that when somebody is diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, we hope they survive. But reality is what it is. And we know how stage 4 goes. It's a very, very serious situation. It's a serious diagnosis. And so people need that money. So once they decide to sell that policy, they get their lump sum and they go about their business. So at that point, they're pretty much out of the whole process until the policy matures. And so that's really why this becomes it's a win-win for everybody involved. The policyholder gets money, and then investors can come in and invest it and make some money off of it.
That's exactly right. And, of course, the policyholder was paid in full when we bought the policy. Mm-hmm. So they don't have to worry about everything. They're out of it. They've got their money. And as I said, I've talked to two or three people lately that the cancer treatments are going up and up and up. It's really a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. It's getting expensive in a hurry.
It really is. So they need this extra money. And most of them, you know, their policies are $1 million or less.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have some wealthy people, and, of course, theirs, they just want to settle up before they pass away. But the others, they desperately need the money, and they need it now.
Yeah. And so that's why they need somebody there to buy it, and then that's where you come into the whole big picture. So for somebody who wants to come in, obviously we've done a brief overview of the process. We hit a lot of the high points. They can come in and talk to you and find out, you know, some more of the specifics. Just come in and get some information if they want, or if they think they know enough and they really want to get started right away, what should they be doing right now if they're serious about moving forward?
They need to bring us a copy of their statements. We need to see what we're dealing with, how much money, where it is, how long it'll take to move it, everything they want us to know. If they will bring that to that first appointment, it will help a lot.
Okay. And people can have a chance to call you and make an appointment and come see you this coming week. So one last time, Faye, what's your phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. And they need to call early this week because looks like we're going to have some busy days, okay?
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.